On Fridays, we focus on your money, and today we'll hear why some Katrina victims aren't getting much money from the Small Business Administration. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The Small Business Administration runs a key federal disaster recovery program that provides low-interest loans to both homeowners and small businesses. But so far, money has only trickled out. SBA's received nearly 40,000 applications for business loans and nearly 280,000 applications from homeowners. It's reviewed only a third of them. New York Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez, the top Democrat on the House Small Business Committee, says this is unacceptable.
If they don't accept one more loan application, it will take at least 6 months to deal with the backlog that they have today. 6 months.
Even those at the front of the line haven't seen much cash. 7 out of 10 applications from businesses and 8 out of 10 from homeowners have been rejected. Normally, Velazquez says the rejection rate is under 50%. She says these people have lost nearly everything.
And the only hope that they have is for the Small Business Administration to do their job. They're not doing it.
Velazquez says the head of the Small Business Administration, Hector Barreto, should resign. Barreto says he's not going to. He says this disaster has been unlike any other.
Our response hasn't been slow. Considering the size of this disaster, the month delay that we had even getting into the area and getting access to the inspections, the Office of Disaster Assistance has responded quicker to this event than any in our history.
He says SBA can't make loans until it inspects properties and gauges applicants' ability to repay what they borrow. Illinois Republican Don Manzullo, who chairs the House Small Business Committee, says it's no wonder this has been difficult. In some areas, he says, customers for businesses may not come back, and whole neighborhoods may need to be redesigned.
How could you possibly process a loan when you don't even know where the streets are going to be?
And applicants have to jump through more hoops than they would to borrow from commercial banks. To lend taxpayer funds, SBA needs proof that applicants are up to date on taxes and child support payments. But SBA Administrator Hector Barreto says the main reason most Gulf Coast homeowners have been turned down is that they don't really want loans at all.
They actually are seeking a grant, and our process is the first step in getting to that grant.
Once SBA turns them down, they can apply to FEMA for a grant of up to $26,000. He says most applicants after this disaster need grants rather than loans because most are too poor to pay loans back. But while a rejection letter from SBA can help a homeowner get a FEMA grant, this isn't true for businesses. There are no such grants for them. Congresswoman Velazquez says someone needs to come to their rescue.
We have not provided the assistance that we promised to small businesses in that region.
SBA says it's more than quadrupled the size of its staff, has employees working 7 days a week, 18 hours a day, and is processing applications as fast as it can. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.